Here we go. Mind Meets Music. It's an organization you need to know about. My next guest here to talk about what they do and certainly the partnership they have with Art Prize and more. Do I call you Dr. Dan Salinas?
Dr. Stauffer, but you can just call me Dan.
Salinas, let's get Stauffer. Good morning to you,
Dan.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
And on behalf of your mom, that's the executive director. We'll get into that later. But thanks for what you do for Mind Meets Music as your employer. And yes, you did just get your PhD, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I just finished. It's all been a blur since I started, but about 2 weeks ago, I finished that all up, so I'm really excited.
So I'm going to call you Dr. Dan.
Okay, I don't mind.
All right, no worries. Jennifer Potter, such good work you do with Mind Meets Music. You have an extended title as Director of Communications and Development, but we'll call you Spokesperson and more. I like your hair.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Kind of cool.
Summery.
Yeah, it's kind of, you got that blonde kind of summery.
It is summery. I'm trying to decide, should I do something for fall or just keep it summery?
I kind of like it. I kind of like the summery look. Yeah, let's keep it.
Thanks for having us today, and happy birthday.
Oh, it is my birthday, isn't it? Yes, I have a couple cupcakes waiting for me, you know, I've got a half marathon in the morning, so that might happen.
Maybe
that might happen.
Till
I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
Are you going to carb load, though?
Oh, well, that could be the excuse, couldn't it? Let's talk about Mind Meets Music. What are you all about, Jennifer?
Yeah, so Mind Meets Music is a literacy intervention program that uses different skills, different academic skills to teach kids through music, teach them literacy and enhance their academic achievement. So we serve urban preschool through second grade students. And one of the big things that we wanted to talk about today is our partnership with our new preschool program with Kent County Head Start. We are actually down here today with Art Prize doing Art Prize Education Days, I believe they're called. Is that
education
right, Dan?
Education Days, yep.
We've been seeing a lot of small minds and bodies walking along. And I mean, every day is an education day with Art Prize, but I know that there are specific days called education days. So, Dr. Dan, again, you are one of the instructors for the program.
Well, this will actually be the first year that I'm not in a classroom. I have taught in the classroom for the past 3 years since we became a nonprofit in 2013, but this will be the first year that I'm actually in the office full time, which I'm kind of bummed about because I love to teach the kids.
We'll get you out as a guest speaker or something, or a guest teacher. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't mind doing that. But yeah, this will be the first year that I will be in the office full time, and we are really fortunate that we have such a great staff who's able to cover, because this year we're going to be in 215 classrooms. Serving about 4,500 kids this year, so we're really, really excited.
And before we delve into more specifics, Jennifer, studies show that what you do in the classroom when it comes to music and more, it's not just singing rhymes,
right,
has a carryover into academic success.
Yeah, absolutely. So our initial study showed that students who received the program scored 35% higher on reading test improvement than those that didn't participate in the program. Now, those studies are a couple years old. We're currently working with WestEd. They are a national assessment company they're located in Los Angeles. They work with the United States Department of Education. And we are in year two of a four-year study. We're about to get those results back, and we are so excited for those because we just know that our program is effective, and we know that it is changing the lives of students here in Grand Rapids.
Let's talk first of all about your partnership with Kent County Head Start. What's happening?
Yeah, so last year we partnered with Kent County Head Start for the first year with a three-year program to bring our program to all of their students. So they have about 1,500 students and about 9 sites last year. I don't know if that has changed from last year or not. And so we're heading into year two, and we are so excited. And we actually brought on Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative this year as well. So we will be serving both Kent County Head Start and ELNC this year.
This is important to start early in life.
Absolutely. Studies have been showing more and more, and you can even see this in some of the state legislature and some of the talks at the national level, too, that helping the kids, you know, they used to think it was kindergarten, and now they're really starting to push it back even further to help those kids, especially the underserved children that we serve, just giving them a leg up early on so that when they get into kindergarten, they're ready to roll.
So, Kent County Head Start, is this do I say a year-round program, or is it school year?
It's school year.
Okay.
Yeah, the academic school school year. We start in October and we go through May. So it's a full, like 8 full months of teaching their students. And we're down here today, and I'll let Dan speak on this a little bit. With we partnered with Art Prize, and our hosting Kent County Head Start students here in the city today with our program. They're down at Annapolis Park receiving our program right now. And then they and their families get to walk around downtown and enjoy Art Prize. So it's been a great collaboration between Mind Meets Music, Art Prize, and Kent County Head Start today.
Expand on that, Dan.
Yeah, we have three of our master teaching artists down there, and we've got Dr. Salinas as well, and our project manager, Jerry Wayne Newson, facilitating Mind Meets Music sessions. I believe that we have 15 sessions that'll be taking place down there between now and noon. It's literally going on right now. If you get, you can probably hear our music playing when you walk by.
That is, well, it's in action, and lives are being touched. So this is in conjunction with Art Prize Education Days.
Yeah, yes? Yeah. A woman named Becca, she's in charge of Education Days from Art Prize, contacted me probably about 6 months ago and said she wanted a partner. I really didn't think anything of it at first. I was like, well, how are we going to partner with Art Prize? And I met with them, and they had a great plan, and we just jumped on board right away because we know that Art Prize is doing great things in the city, and we think that this these education days are so important as well, getting the students involved in Art Prize, and they're learning at the same time, you know. So,
and Dan, this learning, this the theory of mind meets music, take me a little bit more into kind of the history. A European founder?
Well, the studies have been showing, and we just happen to be very lucky that the area of the brain that literacy and language arts takes place in is the same area of the brain where music takes place. And so we find that when we grow the brain through music, those same benefits apply over to arts, language, and literacy. So we're really lucky with that. And Monique, as you can, when you hear her story, she talked about, she did extensive research into this when she founded the program and started with her first group of kids, what was it, 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was in 2009, so yeah. Seven. This is our seventh year.
Yeah, so she did a lot of research into that. And then specifically, the program itself is based on a Kodály music education. It's from Hungary. It was started in Hungary. And then as well, we added 2 years ago Delcroze, which is a Swiss movement methodology. And that's a whole other story about how movement impacts the brain, because a lot of people will ask us, well, what does steady beat have to do with literacy? There's a lot that it has to do with literacy. And if you even take a look on Google, you'll be able to find so many studies showing that students who can keep a steady beat have a far greater literacy acumen and knowledge than students who can't keep a steady beat.
Great. Well, a couple minutes left. I do want to know what's in store for Mind Meets Music for this academic year, in addition to today and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mind Meets Music is doing exciting things. This upcoming week, our executive team will be in Washington, D.C., meeting with the United States Department of Education. And then this upcoming year, like I said, we grew by about 500 students, about 30 classrooms. And so we just keep continuing to grow and look for opportunities. One thing we're focusing on is how to expand maybe a little bit more regionally, as well as still here in West Michigan.
Dan, your thoughts on this academic year?
Well, I'm really excited by it. We also, in addition to that, we've added 3 full-time master teaching artists. So we went from about 6 last year to 10 this year. So that's 4. So we're really, really excited by that. And like Jennifer said, we'll be in D.C. And one of the things that's really exciting for us, as we were awarded a grant, and that's why we will be in D.C., is that we get to actually present this year. So when we went the first time, we were there as new grantees. And this year, they actually asked us to present on our experience and why we've had some of the success that we've had. So we're really, really excited to be contributors this year.
Just be careful what you wish for when you do good for our future. All right, Dan Stauffer, Dr. Dan Stauffer, your final words. Move us to action.
Well, I really would just, like Jennifer said, one of the things that we're looking this year is to really get the word out about Mind Meets Music. We always say we're West Michigan's best-kept secret, but last year we just had really a landmark year. We won the connecting with community. Wood TV8's connecting with community, so we're really hoping that that helps us. But our call to action is just to continue to grow sustainably and make sure that we continue to get our word not only regionally but here in the West Michigan area as well. And, you know, we're just going to continue to cultivate children's academic success through music.
Jennifer Potter, your final words, and again, where to find out what's happening as we speak?
Yes, we would love to have anyone who's interested contact us. We'd love to have you visit a classroom. Go ahead and find our website at mindmeetsmusic.com. We're all over social media, and we stay pretty connected, so get in touch.
Great. Enjoy your days here at our prize and beyond.
Thanks,
Dan and Jennifer.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yep.